WBZH 910 AM, W245CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News
app.
I'm Dave Packer. The extreme heat around the world. 15 Italian cities are under heat advisories, including Rome, hitting 95 degrees Saturday and 96 degrees today. At this fountain in St. Peter's Square, people wetting their heads to cool off. Heavy rains again in the already saturated Northeast today. Four people found dead in a creek and three people missing after floodwaters washed away cars in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, Saturday night. The suspect in a quadruple homicide in a suburb south of Atlanta is still on the loose. Authorities in Hampton, Georgia, spent the better part of the weekend looking for 40-year-old Andre Longmore. In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was kept overnight at the Sheba Medical Center. He was hospitalized Saturday after fainting at home and complaining of dizziness. And 20-year-old Carlos Alcaraz is the Wimbledon singles men's champion, beating 36-year-old Novak Djokovic in five sets. This is ABC News. Ukraine will join NATO. That promise made to President Zelensky at the summit last week. President Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan making it clear on ABC's This Week.
What we said in the communique is that Ukraine's future is in NATO, period, full stop. No qualifications, no negotiations with anyone. It is going to happen.
It's been a year since the establishment of a national three-digit suicide crisis hotline, 988. ABC's Brian Clark has more on its impact.
In 1 year, the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifelines answered almost 5 million contacts, nearly 2 million more than the last year of the 10-digit number. But the response numbers are not consistent. Only 18 states had a response rate above 90%. The agency says it's working on increasing staffing levels. The Lifeline has specific services for veterans, LGBTQ youth, and some other groups. It plans to work on a video version for those deaf or hard of hearing. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to four messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Members of Congress are talking again about cutting safety net programs like Social Security and Medicare. Mike Mullen has reaction from Wisconsin.
In the past, Social Security has been targeted by GOP lawmakers who argue reforms are needed to keep it solvent. Now, the House Republican Study Committee proposes changes such as raising the retirement age and reducing benefits for above-average earners. Jim Poplosky, a retiree from Racine, says he worked a lot of overtime in his career to have a big enough monthly payment from Social Security. He worries about cuts creating harm for those who paid into the system like him.
We'd put a lot of senior citizens in poverty if they had less Social Security or worse Medicare or prescription coverage.
Four members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation sit on the Republican Study Committee, including Brian Stile, who represents Poplosky's district. He urges his congressmen and other House Republicans to oppose the plan. The panel's report says the ideas are only modest adjustments. Nancy Altman of the group Social Security Works says the blueprint would be swept up in House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's desire for a bipartisan commission on spending reductions. Down the road, she says it could fast-track cuts during 11th-hour budget negotiations without much debate.
The recommendations would have to come up in the House and Senate. You could not amend it. So it really lends itself for members saying, hey, I didn't like that, but I had to do something. I had to vote up or down.
She feels that approach gives Republicans too much cover in forcing proposed cuts that aren't popular in most public polls.
You can tell these Reds right-handed pitchers really trying to attack Contreras with breaking balls away here this weekend. He's done a good job with them, though. 1-0, another breaking ball down and away, and he laid off that one. It's 2-0. He's done a nice job either laying off that pitch or just getting kind of short to the baseball and punching it through the right side when necessary. Jabal looks at second base. And the 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got a cut fastball just a little bit off the plate that time, and he went after it. It's 2-1. You've got Adames in the on-deck circle. Brewers with a good threat right here. One run already in the inning. Jabal with that long hair looks at second, and the 2-1. Lined right into the glove of Steer at first, and he will double off Terang at second base. Boy, not much you can do there. Ball was hit on the button by Contreras. A fastball away. He did exactly what he should try to do with that pitch. And Steer caught it, threw to second behind Terang, and the inning is over. Brewers do get a run, though. It's 3-2 Reds as we head to the bottom of the fifth on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, fans, it's the freebie of the fifth, sponsored by EAA Air Venture Oshkosh. The 25th caller right now receives two tickets and a parking pass for this year's Air Venture event taking place July 24th through the 30th in Oshkosh. Call 855-616-1620 to win. Experience the world's greatest aviation celebration for yourself. Be the 25th caller at 855-616-1620 for your chance to win two tickets and a parking pass. Freebie in the fifth, sponsored by EAA Air Venture. Learn more at EAA.org. That's EAA.org.
WTMJ's Vince Vitrano here for Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, a group of doctors I trusted with my knee surgery. The pain was real and options were important. My experience with each doctor was thorough, the appointments were timely, always close and easy access to the building. My mom felt the same way I know when she went there for her physical therapy appointments at Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. I trusted their surgical team for my knee surgery, and I know they'll take care of you the way they did my mom and me. Make an appointment at orthowisconsin.com.
Hey Brewers fans, while you enjoy America's favorite pastime, leave your home comfort to the experts at Carrier. Whether it's maintaining your current heating and cooling system or installing a new one, your local Carrier dealer will make sure the job is done right. Plus, Carrier is backed by quality parts, reliable systems, and advanced technology. Turn to the experts at Carrier for complete comfort and peace of mind. Carrier, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. To find your local dealer, go to CarrierMilwaukee.com. That's CarrierMilwaukee.com.
July is Veteran Housing Month, and members of the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors can help veterans buy a new home. For more info, go to gmar.com/veterans.
DJ Friedel leads off the bottom of the fifth inning for Cincinnati. It's a 3-2 Reds lead. Brewers able to get a run back in the top of the fifth inning on an RBI single from Yelich. First pitch to Friedel is inside. It's 1-0. From Adrian Hauser. Yelich has driven in both runs in this game for the Brewers here this afternoon. The pitch, high fly ball into center field. Racing back is Weimer. He's got a beat on it, though. Makes the catch a couple of steps in front of the warning track, in front of the Reds bullpen out there. And there is one away for Matt McClain. Well, the Reds are elevating more balls against Adrian Hauser than is typically the recipe for Adrian. And in this ballpark, you never love that because you can get some cheap home runs here at Great American Ballpark. But for the most part, he's been able to keep them in the ballpark, save for a pretty good swing from Jake Fraley. That wasn't cheap. First pitch to Matt McClain. Missed outside. It's 1-0. Three runs on five hits for the Reds, two runs on five hits for the Brewers. And a strike from Hauser on a fastball at 93. It's 1-1. McClain is 2-for-2. Trying to get himself going again at the plate. Fouls this one back and out of play. It's 1-2. He was just 1 for his last 11. Did not have a hit in this series coming into this afternoon, but he's had a good day so far.
1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out with a two-seam fastball. So McClain strikes out. Hauser with his fifth strikeout. And that ties his season high. Another ortho ASAP strikeout. And there's two away for Jake Fraley. Fraley homered in that last at-bat. Pitch missed outside, and it's 1-0 to the Reds' right fielder. His 12th home run of the season. Came back in that third inning for Jake Fraley. And a 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball, and he popped him up. This one in shallow center. Adames just a couple of steps out onto the grass behind the bag at second base to squeeze it for the final out. It's a 1-2-3 fifth for Adrian Hauser. We go to the sixth. Reds with a 3-2 lead on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000 strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
We're back with Name That Lightning Kugels.
You'd never drop this Lightning Kugels for a fly ball.
Summer Shandy, Bob.
Home run. You named that Lightning Kugels.
Lightning Kugels. Flavor of the moment. The Jacob on Kugel Brewing Company. Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Celebrate responsibly 2023.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful. Always refreshing. Always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a three-run shot
on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Well, July is National Hot Dog Month, Josh. Great time to try some of Usinger's delicious dogs. From Mr. Baseball Franks to Bavarian Wieners, we've got you covered. Look for us online at Usinger.com or find grocery stores. 3-2 Reds lead. Willie Adames leads off the top of the sixth inning, and Ian Jabeau's first pitch is fouled back into the net, and it's 0-1. Josh is our resident hot dog connoisseur in this booth. He has made it a point to sample a hot dog in every ballpark in Major League Baseball over the last 2 years. A one pitch to Adames is swung on and fouled back into the net, and he's quickly behind, nothing and two.
I would only say that I don't know that I exactly planned on it, but it just kind of happened organically.
Yeah. You like hot dogs. You enjoy hot dogs at the ballpark. It is a tradition about as American as it gets. 0-2 pitch. And this is hit into left center field. That's going to drop in there for a base hit. For Willie Adames, hit it off the end of the bat. And just muscled it in there in front of Friedel in center. And Adames is aboard, and the Brewers have their leadoff man on yet again. For the second consecutive inning, they've accomplished this, and now here's Jesse Winker. Winker's 0-for-2. He flied out to right in his last at-bat. The former Red. Jabeau's first pitch to Winker is down and in. It's 1-0. You even have an unofficial power ranking now of hot dogs around the league. But you're finding out that there might not be as much consistency from 1 year to the next, because Cincinnati was pretty high on your list last year, and you've knocked them down a peg or two. You're a tough critic. I know that. Adames gets his lead from first. Jabot's 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike. It's 1-1. Sixth inning is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Ronald Baxter is our contestant from Madison. He wins a gift card jackpot of $350 if a member of the crew hits a home run this inning. The 1-1 pitch to Winker. Down in the dirt, smothered by Stevenson. It's two balls and one strike. $100 added to the total for each additional home run this inning. Visit any participating Woodman store to enter. Service and savings, that's Woodman's. Visit WTMJ.com for official contest rules and details. Two balls and one strike on Winker. The pitch, swing and a miss. Went after a cutter, elevated a little bit. And Winker came up empty. It's 2-2. Runner at first is Adames. There is nobody out here in the top of the sixth inning. Jabot looking in. And the 2-2 offering is a swing and a miss. Flew a fastball by him at 97. And Winker strikes out, and he has taken a slow stroll back into the Brewers' dugout. He is not very happy right now. So one away for Owen Miller. Now, I suppose when you're talking about your hot dogs, Josh, it's a little bit like being a player. Just because you have a great season one year doesn't mean you're entitled to it the next. You got to come ready to play every day, every year. First pitch to Miller is down and away, and it's 1-0.
I mean, that's the definition of greatness, is consistency.
Yeah.
Part of the definition.
Trying to think of some of your other favorites. You love Pittsburgh's, right?
Very much.
Yeah.
St. Louis, very good.
You're kind of an NL Central guy when it comes to the hot dogs. 1-0 pitch to Miller is just a little bit outside of the breaking ball. It's 2-0 on Owen. Owen, a ground out and a strikeout today. Had the home run in yesterday's game. Adames being held on at first by Steer. It's a 3-2 Reds lead, top of the sixth. Jabot's pitch. Swing and a miss. He went after an elevated fastball, and Miller a little upset with himself after offering at that pitch. Goes for a little walk outside the box. It's 2-1. Owen was trying to do some damage on 2-0 right there. Spin and a throw to first, and Adames just back in time. Close play at first. But Willie got the right hand in there in front of the throw. And now the Reds holding things up for a moment to see if they wanted a challenge, but they will not. Miller adjusting his batting gloves as he climbs back into the box. Jabot looking in. Long hold in the 2-1. And Miller fouls this one back our way off the facing of the press box. And it's 2-2 on Owen. Brewers with a 1-0 shutout victory in game one of this series. A 3-0 shutout victory last night. That is not the case today, but really been a decently pitched game again on both sides. 3-2 ball game here in the sixth. And now a pitch clock violation is going to be assessed to Jabot. So it's an automatic ball, and now the count is full. That is a big automatic ball. So now it's 3-2 on Miller. And that changes maybe what Jabot wanted to do here. He does not have a pitch to waste and try to get Miller to chase. He's got to come after him now. 3-2 pitch, and he got a called third strike on a fastball in the low inside corner. A little bit of a delayed call from Jimenez. At first thought maybe that was going to be ball four, but Jabot got the call, and it was a strike. So back-to-back punch-outs after Adames reached with the single, and now it's going to be Raimel Tapia. cross over to first, and Adames is back in time. Jabeau a little bit preoccupied by the presence of Adames over at first base, trying to hold him close. Jabeau's pitch, and a swing and a miss from Tapia on a cutter down and in. Nothing in one on the Brewers outfielder, Raimel Tapia, started the year with the Red Sox. He's bounced around a little bit over the years. Oh, 1 chopper up the third baseline, foul, and it's 0-2 on Tapia. Blue Jays, Rockies, that's where you know him from if you're a Brewers fan. Tapia has always been a good contact guy, put the ball in play a lot. Couple of home runs in a Brewers uniform this year for Tapia. Jabeau with a long look over his shoulder at Adames. And the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball at 97. And after a leadoff single from Willie Adames, Jabeau strikes the next three out. No runs, a hit. No errors, a man left. We go to the bottom of six. Reds with a 3-2 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
WTMJ Breaking News Center, I'm Jessica Gatso. Today marking 1 year of success since the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline was implemented in Wisconsin. The next season of Top Chef will be filmed in Milwaukee. And today, wrapping up the 120th Harley-Davidson homecoming festivities in Milwaukee. Tonight, a chance for scattered showers, a low of 60. Monday, partly cloudy with a high of 78. I'm Jessica Gatso, News Radio WTMJ.
What does summer sound like in a new Chevy? Find the best way to the ballpark with the Chevy Equinox navigation system. Load up the kayaks with room to spare in the spacious Chevy Trailblazer with 60-40 split folding rear seats. Haul out the camper and spend a night roasting marshmallows with the Chevy Silverado. Or feel the roar of the crowd and bring the whole crew along in the Chevy Traverse with seating for up to 8. So what are you waiting for? This summer, happiness is a new Chevy. Visit WisconsinDriveChevy.com. Traverse seating up to 8 standard and LS available on LT with second row bench seat, RS Premier, and High Country seat 7.
I'm Ben Jewick with Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. 2023 is our 135th year in business, making it the perfect time for our crew to help you create a workspace that will help you attract, retain, and grow your business. The office is the cultural hub of the organization. We can help with interior design, construction, new furniture, and move management. Like Milwaukee's baseball team, our crew excels at home and on the road. If your company has a national facilities footprint, we can hit for you in any ballpark. Championship organizations are built on teamwork and collaboration. Visit brothersinteriors.com. To see how we can help your team win.
Ice cream and sausage at the ballpark.
Polish, Italian, that's the sausage, not the ice cream.
You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Bottom of the sixth inning here in Cincinnati. It's a 3-2 Reds lead. Hauser back out there on the mound facing Ellie De La Cruz, and the first pitch swinging and fouled out of play. Down the left field line. It's 0-1 on De La Cruz. 0-2 today. He's 0-10 in this series. Hauser brings home the 0-1 pitch. And this is lifted into left field. Very playable for Yelich. Moving to his left underneath of it. And he makes the catch. And De La Cruz is 0-11 in this series. And 0 for his last 12. Hobie Milner getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen as there's one away for Jonathan India. Well, don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 orders of fries for just $16.95. Win or lose, home or away. Visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. Hauser brings home the pitch to India. This is hit in the air. Left center field, long run for Weimer. On his horse, he makes the catch just in front of the warning track. That ball held up there just enough, and with the wind just barely blowing out to center, Weimer was able to catch up to it and get underneath of it and make the catch. Two down for Joey Votto. A lot of fly balls off the bat of these Reds against Hauser, but he has survived it. He's about to get himself through six. Votto's one for two with a double and an RBI, and the first pitch is high. It's 1-0. Bryce Wilson is getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. One-oh pitch is outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Milner was likely getting loose in case either De La Cruz or India reached. And then Milner might have been facing Votto here, but since Hauser got the first two out, the Brewers will let him try to finish this sixth inning. He is over 90 pitches now. 2-0 to Votto. And he missed outside. It's three balls and no strikes. And Adrian not overly aggressive in how he's attacking Votto right here. Fernando Cruz is getting loose in the Reds' bullpen. Here's the 3-0 to Votto, and he checked his swing. He did not go. Pitch was high. Votto works the walk. And so Votto is aboard with two outs. And Spencer Steer will be the batter. He is 0 for 2 against Hauser today. And right now, William Contreras is going to go out and chat with Hauser, so we'll see if this is a delay tactic in order to just buy a little bit more time. Will Craig Counsell go to Bryce Wilson here, or will he let Hauser face Spencer Steer? The visit is over between Contreras and Hauser. And it looks like Craig Counsell is going to stick with Adrian Hauser. So here's Steer, who's 0 for his last 23. And he's 0 for 7 in this series. Hit it pretty well his last time up against Hauser, but it was a out to Yelich in left. Swing and a miss. Sinker in on the hands at 91, and it's 0-1 on Steer. Feels like a fairly big moment in this game. Brewers trailing 3-2. Hauser trying to put up another zero here in the sixth. A one. And that is right down Broadway for a strike. No balls and two strikes on Steer. So Hauser has jumped ahead of the right-handed hitting rookie for Cincinnati. 0-2 pitch. Line right into the glove and off the glove of Monasterio, who bobbles it. Can't pick it up. Everybody's safe. Oh, boy. Monasterio probably should have caught that one. It was hit right to him. Looked like he had it. It deflected off of his glove. He still maybe had a play at first if he finds the baseball right away. But he tried to pick it up with a bare hand and couldn't pick it up cleanly. And Votto at second, Steer at first, and that's going to be it for Adrian Hauser as Craig Counsell is out of the dugout. And he'll get Bryce Wilson to come in and face Tyler Stevenson. A U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen has been made. The official wireless sponsor of the Milwaukee Brewers. 3-2 Reds, Votto the sixth. Runners at first and second and two away, and Bryce Wilson coming in. This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
You wanted lower prices? Fleet Farm's got them. Like KT Nut and Fruit Blend, now only $32.99 for a 20-pound bag. Or how about $3.49 a quart for Resolute Conventional or Synthetic Blend Motor Oil? Also, Resolute Classic Green Antifreeze is now just $10.99 a gallon. And control summer weeds with Gordon's Amine 240 Weed Killer. 2.5 gallons, now only $69.99. Look for new lower prices on everything you need for everyday life with price drops at Fleet Farm.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Mars Wrigley. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Snickers, Skittles, Starburst, or M&M's products with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliment of Mars Wrigley. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Mars Wrigley, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Get fired up for your next adventure to the Island Resort and Casino. Recharge at the Drift Spa and enjoy a delicious dinner afterward. Get in on the action of your favorite slots and table games, followed by live music. And golfers know you can always bet on green. Sweetgrass and Sage Run, 36 holes of award-winning golf, some of the finest in the Midwest. So many ways to have fun. Experience more at the Island Resort and Casino.
Well, Bryce Wilson is on after Adrian Hauser's day over. Hauser 5 2/3. And they ruled that ball off the bat of Spencer Steer, base hit. I will take issue with that. That should have been an error, in my opinion, on Monasterio. But it is ruled a single. Regardless, first and second for the Reds, and Tyler Stevenson at the plate. Wilson's pitch is high, and it's 1-0. So, assuming that call holds, Spencer Steer breaks up an 0-for-23 with that quote-unquote base hit to third base. Stevenson's 0 for his last 17. Wilson's 1-0 pitch is a swing and a miss. Had a cutter down and away, and it's 1-1. 3-2 Reds. Bottom of the sixth. What a series this has been. Brewers trying to sweep it. Trying to come from behind here today. They need a zero right here. 1-1 pitch. Fly ball, center field. Very playable for Joey Weimer. He broke back initially. Now comes in a couple of steps, and Weimer makes the catch. And the inning is over. So Wilson does the job. And the Reds will strand a pair here in the bottom of the sixth. We go to the seventh, 3-2 Reds on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Mars Wrigley. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Snickers, Skittles, Starburst, or M&M's products with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Mars Wrigley. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. For more information, no purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Mars Wrigley, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Lane's Farm and Fleet's summer pet care sale is going on now, featuring unbeatable deals on the pet food and supplies you need to keep animals happy and healthy all summer long. Like 20% off select pet bowls and food storage. Get a free $5 Farm and Fleet gift card with every $50 pet purchase. See store or farmandfleet.com for details. Plus, don't miss summer savings on 20-pound bags of KT Nut and Fruit Blend bird food, just $27.99.
Find value at Fleet. Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We go to the seventh inning in Cincinnati. A pitching change for the Reds. Fernando Cruz takes over on the mound. It's a 3-2 Reds lead. And back in with the play-by-play, here's Josh Maurer.
All right, Lane, it's getting late here for the crew. Down a run, and Andrew Monasterio will greet Cruz. The Brewers have had some success against this right-hander this season. He has faced them previously four times. Milwaukee has handed Cruz a loss. He's given up three runs in 4 1/3 innings. Monasterio up there in the first pitch is low ball one from Cruz. Ian Jabeau likely in line for a win. He went an inning in 2/3, one hit, three strikeouts, and nary a run. 1-0, that's low, it's 2-0. If you're just joining us, the Cincinnati starter, Ben Lively, was pulled, we believe, due to injury after four innings. 3-2 Reds, though. The 2-0. Inathanese for a strike. So the third reliever already used by Cincinnati. And Cruz coming into appearance number 29 on the year. Here it comes, 2-1. Flied foul, out of play, down the right field line by Monasterio. It's 2-2. Bottom third of Craig Council's order due up in the seventh with Terang and Weimer to follow Andrew Monasterio. Cruz set the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. That was that filthy breaking ball, a splitter that he features, and it got Monasterio, the fourth consecutive Brewers batter to strike out. One down in the seventh. Right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, make payments as low as $35 per month per window and $78 per patio door. Visit PellaWI.com. Terang swings at the first pitch and pops it up into shallow center. In comes TJ Friedl. He'll make the call, moving over towards right, then make a backhanded catch. And that's two quick outs for Fernando Cruz. Joey Weimer now coming to the plates. Well, the Brewers had that great opportunity in the fifth when they got their second run across on Yelich's RBI single, but then the rally was put to bed by a line-out double play, and they have not put up much of a battle at the plate since. The pitch bounced into Weimer, 1-0. Reds holding on to that one-run lead, hoping to salvage one in this series. 1-0 to Joey. Cruz throws. And a strike with a slider just clipped the inside corner. Sixth straight game these two Central Division rivals have played against one another. And another close one. The 1-1 pitch. Weimer took it outside. 96 on Fernando Cruz's four-seamer. Yelich, who has both runs batted in for the Crew today, is on deck. Base is empty, two out. The 2-1 pitch. Off the plate, away with a slider. Weimer had a notion, but he held back, and it's 3-1. Hobie Milner throwing in the Brewers' bullpen. It appears he'll come in for the bottom of the seventh. Cruz ready, stretches, 3-1. In the dirt, threw him a slider, and it wasn't close. And the Brewers put the tying runner on base for Christian Yelich. First time today that Joey Weimer is aboard. Walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Well, it's been a great couple of days this weekend. Yelich, back-to-back games with a homer, and added the RBI hit in the fifth. Pitch is going to be a little bit high, and Cruz falls behind him, 1-0. Yelich 2-for-3 in this game officially. Weimer, good speed at first. He takes his lead, the 1-0. Outside and a little bit high, and it's 2-0 on a fastball. Cruz is a veteran who had only gotten to the major leagues for the first time last year. Right-hander's 2-0. Down in the dirt. Threw a slider. He didn't want to challenge Yelich. And now it's 3 balls and no strikes. William Contreras, the other hottest Brewer batter, is the man on deck. And Yelich may very well have a green light if he likes what he sees. 3-0. He did. He swung and he fouled it into the seats on the third base side. Yelly was turned loose. Still in a hitter's count at 3-1. Cincinnati 3, Milwaukee 2. And Cruz set at the belt, turns and throws to first. Joey Weimer belly flops safely back into the bag without a tag applied. Brewers have 7 outs left to work with, trailing by a run. The stretch, 3-1. Strike 2 called. the very upper edge of the outside corner. Yelich hates the call. Frankly, it was not a good call by plate umpire Edwin Jimenez. That was off the plate, but it's called a strike. It's 3-2. Yelich uses his timeout, so the runner Weimer will be in motion on the pitch. That could be important if Yelich is able to find a gap. Two out in the inning, and Cruz is set. Runner goes 3-2. Lashed foul back up on the left field side and well out of play. Weimer has to retreat to first and will do it again at 3-2. One of the biggest pitches of the game to this point coming up. Cruz throws, and it's chopped foul slowly on the first base side off the Reds' dugout fence. Yelich will see another. This will be the eighth pitch coming from Fernando Cruz. And often the saying is, the more pitches you see from a pitcher, the more the advantage swings to the hitter. 3-2 again. High ball four. He walked him. That was a split-fingered fastball that Cruz tried and did not drop it into the zone. Back-to-back two-out walks. There is another pitcher, Lucas Sims, up in the Cincinnati bullpen. And we're going to have a visit here from the acting manager, Freddie Benavidez. He's made the wave to the pen. So Cruz will not face William Contreras. It's going to be Sims instead. And we've got the wheels turning in the seventh. Cincinnati 3, Milwaukee 2. Two men on base. And a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. Official wireless sponsor of the Brewers. We'll be back to introduce you to Sims for the big battle with Contreras on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Dear baseball fans, elevate your game with Toyota Hybrids. The RAV4 Hybrid hits it out of the park with versatility and adventure. The Camry Hybrid is a stylish playmaker with championship DNA. The Corolla Hybrid is an MVP of value. And the Highlander Hybrid scores a double play with comfort and safety. These Toyota Hybrids step up to the plate and drive it long with impressive MPGs. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
Truck drivers, are you looking for a driving job with more predictability? Get the stability and consistency you want as a Schneider dedicated driver. With new opportunities available daily, you'll find an account with the home time, schedule, and paychecks you've been looking for. New to truck driving? No problem. Schneider offers CDL training options. Explore Schneider's huge selection of dedicated driving jobs today and find your perfect fit at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
It is Lucas Sims, the veteran right-hander, in to face William Contreras. Visitors half of the seventh at Great American Ballpark, and the Reds clinging to a one-run lead, 3-2. But after back-to-back walks, presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, you've got Weimer at second, Yelich at first. Sims ready to work, and here's Contreras. First pitch, high fly ball into left center field. Backing up on it is Will Benson. Back onto the track. Benson makes the catch about a step in front of the fence. Oh, by a matter of feet, Contreras missed a huge swing, and the inning is over. Benson was feeling for that wall. Put his non-glove hand out just to brace himself for the impact. And then reached out with a backhand and made the grab that ended the inning. And again, the Brewers threatened but cannot get that tying run across. So we're headed to the bottom of the seventh inning. It is still 3-2. Cincinnati's in front by one. And Hobie Milner is coming in when we come back after the seventh inning stretch on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
You wanted lower prices? Fleet Farm's got them. Like KT Nut and Fruit Blend, now only $32.99 for a 20-pound bag.
Or how about $3.49 a quart for Resolute Conventional or Synthetic Blend Motor Oil? Also, Resolute Classic Green Antifreeze is now just $10.99 a gallon. And control summer weeds with Gordon's Amine 240 Weed Killer. 2.5 gallons, now only $69.99. Look for new lower prices on everything you need for everyday life with price drops at Fleet Farm.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa. Oh,
visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center and deep!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hobie Milner takes over as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. It is still 3-2 Cincinnati. Milner replaces Bryce Wilson, who retired, the only batter he faced. Stranded a couple of men in the sixth in the process. Adrian Hauser went the first 5 2/3. Fans all stretched out. 30,927 of them announced today at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. In the seventh inning stretch has been presented by Island Resort and Casino. Championship Golf, Drift Spa, Horizon Steakhouse, Splash Island Specialty Suites, Vast Gaming Floor, and Live Entertainment. How many reasons did I just give them, Lane, to stay at the Island Resort and Casino?
Well, it's the seventh inning stretch, so I'm going to go 7.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
7 reasons. Go stay there. Here's Hobie. Milner hadn't pitched in the series, so the first couple of wins in those shutouts, the formula had been Elvis Peguero 7th inning, Yoel Piamps 8th, and Devin Williams the 9th. So it'll be Milner coming into his 43rd appearance of the season. He doesn't have a win nor a loss, but a 2.50 sparkling ERA that's been steadily dropping. Allowed just 10 runs in 36 innings on the year. And the leadoff batter was to be Will Benson, a left-handed hitter. But with Hobie now in there, acting manager Freddie Benavidez is going to go to his bench. Here comes Nick Senzel to pinch hit. First pitch, swing, and a foul. Just hit it off of either the catcher or the umpire. I couldn't tell which. Neither of them flinched. 0-1 on Senzel, hitting .238 this season. 7 homers, 33 driven in. And he takes a changeup low and away from Hobie, ball 1. Interesting, we have not seen Senzel in the series until this moment. 1-1, big swing and a miss. Elevated fastball from that three-quarter arm slot that Milner delivers with. And the right-hander couldn't hit it, so it's 1-2. Hobie has his sign, the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball low and away. Went to the curve, and he missed with it. TJ Friedel and Matt McClain will follow the pinch hitter Senzel. Milner kicks, 2-2 pitch. Low and away again on a changeup that time. And the count is full. Trying to keep the deficit at 1 is Hobie. The 3-2 pitch. inside. He walked him through a curveball, and Senzel didn't chase. Good start to the inning for Cincinnati as the pinch hitter takes ball four. And pretty good speed at first as the top of the order comes up. Fourth time in the game that it'll be T.J. Friedl. 0 for 3 in the game is Friedl, but he's hit the ball hard the last two times. First pitch, tries to bunt, drags a bunt, pops it up. It's caught by the first baseman, Miller, right near the bag. That was quite a drag bunt. Looked like a slug bunt. And it went high into the air and almost over the head of Owen Miller, but he was there to make the catch. Alertly, Senzel retreats to first safely on out number one.
It was about 2 feet away from being an incredible highlight because Miller had the wherewithal to try to get a tag down right away, knowing that Senzel was going to be diving back into the bag behind him.
Now Senzel takes off on strike one. Throw to second by Contreras is in time. Senzel is out. A great throw by William Contreras. And a great catch and tag by Bryce Terang, who was covering the bag. Two out just that quickly, and the bases are emptied. William Contreras, wow. Nick Senzel, I thought, had a pretty good jump, too. It was just a perfect throw. And it was strike one on the batter, Matt McClain, so now two out. The pitch by Hobie is inside. It nearly clipped him, but McClain got his feet back out of the way. We haven't seen many better throws from a Brewers catcher than the one you just had from Contreras to get Senzel. Now the 1-1. Called a strike. Fastball. Very upper outside corner, 1-2. McClain is 2 for 3. The pitch. Down and in on a changeup. Count is level, 2-2. In the eighth. It'll still be Lucas Sims on the mound for Cincinnati, it appears. And the middle of the order is due. 2-2 to McClain. Swinging a little pop behind first. Out goes Owen Miller. Long way out there in the right. Can't get it. Base hit. Raimel Tapia comes in from right field. He's the one who picks it up and throws it in to hold Matt McClain at first. A blooper for a two-out single by McClain. You knew off the bat that Tapia was not going to be able to get there. And the only man with a chance was the first baseman, Miller, who was retreating as fast as he could. But the ball was just too far out of his reach. Put into a good spot by McClain, and here comes Jake Fraley. Lefty-lefty, then he swings and grounds it foul up the first baseline. Nothing in one. Makes that caught stealing feel very important, doesn't it? Fraley's the difference in this game. A two-run homer in the third. And he fouls back the fastball from Milner off to our left. And Hobie's ahead of him here, nothing in two. That home run by Fraley, the last run for Cincinnati in this game. But it's been enough thus far. 3-2, they lead in the seventh. And a throw over to first by Hobie, chasing McClain, diving safely back to the bag. Milner trying to put Fraley away. The 0-2 pitch, down and away, through the curveball. And Jake Fraley did not chase it as it landed in the right-handed hitting box. Abner Uribe is up in the Brewers' bullpen, just in case. Hobie's 1-2. Fastball just a little high. It was close. Good take by Fraley, 2-2. Milner sets at his belt and looks at first. Now delivers, 2-2. Swing and a soft comebacker on a hop, played by Hobie. Got it with his backhand. Short underhand flip to Miller. Gets Fraley and retires the side. Couple of base runners there against Mr. Milner. Walk and a single, but no runs. And we head to the eighth inning. It is Cincinnati 3, Milwaukee 2. Brewers coming up with the meat of the order on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union, the local Wisconsin team that's always rooting for you.
Check out the all-new Brewers 414 value menu at your next visit to the ballpark. Enjoy favorite foods like a junior hot dog, 16-ounce soda, junior nachos, and Cracker Jacks for just $4 each. Find a 414 value menu at select concessions at American Family Field.
UW Credit Union, here for every you. Join today.
Dear baseball fans, elevate your game with Toyota Hybrids. The RAV4 Hybrid hits it out of the park with versatility and adventure. The Camry Hybrid is a stylish playmaker with championship DNA. The Corolla Hybrid is an MVP of value. And the Highlander Hybrid scores a double play with comfort and safety. These Toyota Hybrids step up to the plate and drive it long with impressive MPGs. Visit Toyota.com to learn more or check out your local Toyota dealership today. Toyota, let's go places.
Keep cool all summer long with 11% off everything at Menards. Check out our great selection of fans and air conditioners. Pick up a Denali Air 8000 BTU window air conditioner. It features an easy-to-read LED display and three fan settings. It's perfect for keeping smaller spaces cool. Get one now for just $199.97 after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through July 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupie and Abraham. Win or it's free, guaranteed. Get every dollar you deserve. The winning team, Hupie and Abraham. Hupie.com.
Eighth inning, 3-2 Cincinnati, and here is Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Josh. Lucas Sims stays in the game on the mound, and the first pitch to Willy Adames is outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Nick Senzel remains in the game. He's now the left fielder for Cincinnati. Adames and then Winker and then Miller scheduled to hit here in the top of the eighth as Willie swings on it and fouls it over near the Reds on deck circle, and it's 1-1. Brewers trailing by a run. 3-2 Reds lead. And the 1-1 pitch is down in the dirt with a slider. And it's two balls and one strike. Brewers have played so many one-run games this year already, and they've got a great record in such contests. 17-7 in one-run games. Right now they trail by a run. 2-1 from Sims is down and away, and it goes to 3-1 on Willie. Brewers would love to get that leadoff man aboard. And trying to find a way to at least get this game tied up again. 3-1, swing and a miss. A beautiful slider from Sims. Had Willie out in front. And the count is full. It's three balls and two strikes now. Adames will use his timeout. He's readjusting those batting gloves. Yellow gloves with a yellow arm sleeve on the right arm for Willie. Takes a big deep breath and he gets back into the box. And he goes eyes up at about 10 seconds on the clock. Sims out of the stretch here. The 3-2 pitch. And Willie able to check his swing on a slider down and away. And Adames will work the leadoff walk here in the eighth. Ortho ASAP. Walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. So the leadoff man's aboard, and here's Jesse Winker back in Cincinnati. Did not play in that first series here and hadn't been in the lineup in the first 2 days of this series. First pitch from Sims. Line down the right field line. This is off the wall on a hop. Adames turns second.